Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming at you out of Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial and, of course, the live stream. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white. And, well, we hope that you all had a delightful weekend like we did.
Yes.
Gosh, the Bible study and the sermons that we listened to on Saturday were just an enormous blessing.
Yeah.
It was just really great how all of that worked out. Because the fascinating thing that keeps happening is, as you all know who listen regularly, the Lord seems to be speaking in a continual ongoing conversation.
Yes.
You know, and so you know, where the word of the day is about one thing, the next day it continues and continues and continues.
Yeah.
And so the same thing happened Saturday, where we left off Friday with the word of the day, talking about Psalm 25, where it was describing the humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. And also we mentioned that in Zephaniah 3 verse 12, it says, I will leave in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord.
Right.
And so we were expounding on that. And the interesting part was Saturday, we just stumbled across a fantastic sermon by Gary Hamrick, Pastor Gary Hamrick, that you can find on YouTube. And the title of that sermon is called When God Sings. And so we saw that and went, oh, wow, that's got to be cool, you
right.
know? And so so as we're watching Pastor Gary Hamrick, he gets right into Zephaniah and starts describing what is going on with those people at that time.
Yeah.
And how Zephaniah had been told by the Lord to start warning the people 25 years ahead of time that if they didn't change their ways, that he was sending in their conquerors.
That's right.
And
which would be Babylon.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so he gave them 25 years to get their act together.
Right.
Right? And so fascinating, because we're sitting there going, you know, we're making the comparisons all through Zephaniah as to how it's like a mirror of what's happening in the United States today.
Yeah.
And
total rebellion against God, refusing to turn around.
Right.
Having 25 years ahead of time of warning of what's coming if they wouldn't change. That's pretty patient.
That is oh my gosh, that is long suffering to say the least.
Yeah.
And so we're reading through that, and I started thinking, you know, that's exactly like you know, in 1998, the Lord sent me a whole series of dreams across a span of 6 months, describing North Korea coming over here and actually bombing us, and us being taken over by the Chinese and being swept away into Chinese concentration camps on American soil. And at that time, I had nothing to do with any political anything. That was not even on my radar at all at
right.
that point. That was 1998. Well, and so ever since then, we've been, you know, constantly kind of reflecting back on some of those memories as North Korea has been hammering about, yeah, we're going to bomb you. And
nuclear capabilities and testing long-range missiles. And
right. And now China is on our doorstep and infiltrating as we speak. And so we're going, gosh, that's kind of crazy. And then I went, oh my gosh. I was sent that series of dreams in 1998. That makes it 25 years ago.
Wow.
And so we both went, holy cow.
Yeah.
Whoa. I didn't even know that had happened until we watched this sermon by Pastor Gary Hamrick.
Yeah.
And he was the one that mentioned that. And so we went, oh, now that's interesting.
No kidding.
And so the fact that
these were very, very vivid dreams that you had.
It's
like
the dreams that I have always had from the Lord, they're not like any other dreams. They're extremely vivid. They've got a message, and you wake up like the second it's over so that you don't forget it. You know, I mean,
right.
I guess that's the purpose, you know,
yeah.
And you write it down and it's as if you were there. There is one dream long time ago, probably 30 years ago, that he sent me that I actually felt like I had been there for 100 years. And when I woke up, I was just blown away, you know, but that has been across the whole span of my life. So anyway, we just wanted to share with you, what we posted on our channel Saturday after we watched that sermon, because we were like, oh my gosh, God is great. This is so awesome.
And when we mentioned we posted something on our channel, what we're talking about is our Telegram channel.
Right.
So if you guys have Telegram, or if you'd like to download the app and find us at The Morning Commute, and follow us, and you'll be able to stay up to date on the resources that we cover during the show and resources that we don't get to, and some really great resources that the listeners contribute as well.
Right.
And breaking news and things that we're interested in.
Right. In fact, we often use things that our listeners that are on our channel have posted, and so that is a helpful resource as well.
Yeah. Great discussions about the Word and prayer requests, and it's just a neat thing.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, the word of the day we're carrying over from Saturday, since it was so important and so, well, it's just very weighty. And so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday. Oh, yes. Oh, speaking of Monochromatic Monday.
Oh, yes.
we've got a great little intro for the word today, if you probably all would recognize this.
Yeah, it's we were thinking of, you know, we're out of here. I mean, the rapture's coming. You know, we're looking for the return of our Lord, you know,
that's right.
Who knows when, but I mean, you can see what's happening in the world. You can see all the signs, and it's just getting closer and closer. And so we get excited about that. And so
this came across. Yeah. This fits for today. It's really cute.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
And me, Skipper?
I want you to look cute and cuddly, Private.
Can you keep a secret, my monochromatic friend? We don't belong here. It's just not natural. This is all some kind of whacked out conspiracy.
We're going...
Hold up! Where is this place? Tell me where it is!
You didn't see anything, right?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. No, sir.
That's great.
This is some kind of whacked out conspiracy.
We don't belong here. Where are you going? Well, if you're not going with us, then
that's right.
You got to fix it.
That's right. Poof, you didn't see anything.
That's right. That was kind of cute. But yeah, so let's get to the word of the day, our monochromatic friends. Let's see. The truth of God is black and white.
That's right. Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and it reads under the title, A Call to Repentance. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O undesirable nation, before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And so if I just want to encourage everybody, if you all can today, just read all of Zephaniah. It's just three chapters. It's very short, but it talks about the faithful remnant, the wickedness of Jerusalem. So if you were going to compare that to a modern day comparison, the wickedness of the USA, as well as, you know, the judgment on nations.
Yes.
And I think, you know, very most importantly, this is kind of almost like it's pointing to the rapture in that verse where it says, it may be, well, it says, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger, right? Because it says that his bride will not endure the wrath, his wrath.
Right.
And so when he's talking about...
She will be hidden in the bridal chamber.
Right. He closes the door behind us.
That's right.
And then the great tribulation begins. And so, you know, it's fascinating because we had Humility Month, straight up Humility Month, where we were all learning so much, going, gosh, get rid of pride as fast as you can.
That's right.
And the whole verse of, well, he's going to leave in our midst a meek and a humble people. So get yourself there right now.
That's right.
You know, start behaving in that manner. And it just, the wording that it may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. You better hope so, right?
Yeah. And if you think you're ready for him, it's clear only half of the brides are ready when he returns.
That's right.
And you know, you could say that's the bride of Christ is the church. And that parable paints a picture that half of the church who think they're the bridesmaids are not going to be ready.
Right.
And you'll be shut out. You'll be shut out, and he'll say, I don't know you. And that's not a place where you want to be.
Exactly. And especially when it describes right there who he will hide, who he may hide, right?
Right.
That you meek people and seek righteousness, seek humility. Absolutely.
I mean,
we're getting hammered with that message over and over. Be humble,
right.
Be meek. Trust in the Lord. And so, boy, if you can just check yourself all day today, every day from now on, that's where he's pointing to, saying that's the most important part.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. Well, thank you for that. That's a good one. I think I definitely agree with you. I think it's the best advice. Read that whole chapter, that whole book of Zephaniah.
That's right.
It's three chapters. And it goes pretty quick, and it's a really good, you know, we can look out and see the world and say, oh, that's crazy, they're off their rocker, they're insane, they're so lost, but, it's so insane that it makes you feel like you look good.
Right.
But things might not always be right in your heart, in your mind, and... So when you have such evil to compare yourself to, you look pretty darn good.
Right.
In your own eyes.
Yes.
But when you compare yourself to the Lord, you are just as wicked and vile as those people out there that we're trying to, you know, use as our measure for judging what's right and what's good.
Right.
And, you know, we still could have things that we've got to deal with that could separate us from him, to make us not ready, to make us not have oil in our lamp that we thought we had, or, you know. So anyway,
And that whole measure of pray that you be found worthy, right? And people that keep tripping up in sin, you need to make sure that you stop that. Stop completely. If you maybe even just try to imagine that there wasn't going to be forgiveness if you did it one more time, right? Because who knows when that door will shut?
Right.
Who knows when that flash will happen and we, you know, in the twinkling of an eye, we're whisked away. What if you have decided, you're just going to do it just one more time and then ask for forgiveness. And then from then on out,
right,
then you swear you'll never do it again or whatever. Don't do it.
Yep.
Don't do it. In fact, if you have to drag yourself kicking and screaming to the Bible and just open it, start reading, change your thoughts instantly. Redirect your thoughts to get on board with the Lord, because we don't know when that second is going to happen, and you don't want to get left here.
That's right. That's right. Great advice. Okay, well, let's see. Let's go ahead and take a break. But first, we just passed our 3-year anniversary, and we want to thank you guys for helping us stay on the air. We are listener supported. We have a couple of commercial sponsors that do help offset some of the costs, but overwhelmingly, we are definitely listener supported. And so what we've done over the last couple of years, right around our anniversary mark, now we're starting our 4th year. After July, we hit our 3-year anniversary. But we are short of our goal for our airtime goals for $3,600. So we have the little thermometer posted again on the sidebar. And then if you could go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on Donate to RFR, that will take you to a page showing the different ways that you can help support us, whether it's PayPal or Cash App or a check or cash. There's the P.O. box there. And definitely make a note on there, airtime, so we can make sure that that goes towards supporting, goes toward this goal of $3,600 that we're shy of for our goal for our airtime. So if you would just prayerfully consider doing that, we are greatly appreciative. And
it doesn't have to be any big contribution. If $5, if you can spare $5, it all adds up. Like we always say, it all adds up.
Well, since last year, we've had several people step up and just donate $5 or $10 or $20 a month.
Right.
So now we're short about $3,600. And last year it was $6,200 was our goal.
Right.
And so it's because of those one-time donations and then several people over the last year stepping up and paying those small amounts. It adds up. Right. And so we're very grateful. So you can definitely see the difference between last year and this year with the folks that are helping us.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
and we're so grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, guys, let's take a break. We've got a new one from President Trump's campaign. I'm looking forward to sharing with you. And then we'll be back with segment 2 right after that.
God sent us a champion on our behalf, and we just need to rally around him and fight the good fight and never give up.
Durham probe into the Russia collusion hoax.
President Trump has just been impeached on both Article
1 and the only president of the United States to be impeached for a second time.
January 6th committee releasing its final 845-page report.
Former President Donald Trump has been indicted.
Remember this. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and to make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead.
This is a party that wants an outsider badly.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
You must keep pushing forward. Never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit, you'll want to go home. I can't do it. I can't do it. Just never quit. You will build a future where we have the courage to chase our dreams no matter what the cynics and the doubters have to say. You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. and you will have the faith to replace a broken establishment with a government that serves and protects the people. But they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way. And I always will stand in their way.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two here, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. That's the podcast with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, and the website is prepping2-0.com. Lady Liberty, some pretty interesting stuff going on. You know,
Boy,
is there a battle on for truth, speaking of Monochromatic Monday and the truth being black and white. China, infiltrating of the American education system. Check this out from Real America's Voice. Over 143 U.S. schools have received more than $17 million in funds from China.
Oh, what?
Through their cultural and language programs.
No way.
And remember, China is at war with us. In their minds, they are at war with us, and everything is a battlefield.
Yep.
Including education. And so $17 million in funds coming from China into our education system, that is not for our benefit. That is for theirs only.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. That's outstanding. That needs to be... Somebody needs to put the kibosh on that right away, too.
Absolutely.
Because he who pays directs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so...
It's the golden rule. The man with the gold makes the rules.
Makes the rules. Yes. Exactly. Well, in that case, it would be... Oh, never mind. I won't try to bring
I know
in
what
the
you
Chinese.
Mean.
Right. Yes. Okay. So, well, an interesting thing that I discovered just yesterday was that Congress is not meeting at all in the month of August.
Yay!
And so, as you all know, we have put together a letter that you can go to our website and copy and paste and print it out, put in your own congressman and U.S. senators' names in there.
That's
right. And sign it, and then take it to the post office. Do not email them, and you know, because basically we have found that emails just get deleted. And when you take this to the post office, don't just send it normal mail, because that stuff gets thrown in the garbage. So we're asking that you be effective and send it certified to both your senator and your senators and your House congressman. And they've got a whole month where they're not going to be meeting. And so they should have some time. And if you send a certified letter, chances are pretty high that they're going to read it. And
yeah,
that letter is, we're asking them to stop child trafficking by means of banning the electronic voting machines.
Yes.
And that letter is posted on our website and explains how we come to the conclusion that banning electronic voting machines equals stopping child trafficking. So
right,
go to our website and visit that website, read the letter so that you understand the whole premise behind that, because it's true, it's effective. And so the website that you can go to is radiofreeredoubt.com, and it's posted right there on the front page for you to just copy, paste, and send certified.
That's right. Okay, well, good one. And a lot of stuff is going on. We're pretty excited that Congress will not be able to do any damage for a little while, because
right,
they're going to be taking a break. But, of course, that just means they're going to their dark corners to wring their hands and scheme on what they're going to do when they come back.
Yeah, to Trump.
But right. Oh, my goodness. So, there's a lot of stuff going on right now with Biden and, well, the Biden crime family, and you've got some information on that.
We sure do. In fact, we've got a fantastic statement here from Monica Crowley and pointing out everything that's going on with the Biden crime syndicate. Listen now.
influence and access. But Rachel, it wasn't just influence and access. It was also policy changes.
Yes.
We all know, right, that when Joe Biden was vice president, he leaned on the Obama administration, as well as the Ukrainian regime, to fire the prosecutor that was looking into Burisma and all of the corruption involved there that led right to the doorstep of Joe Biden. And what we now know is that Natalie Winters yesterday broke a huge story that Hunter Biden was a managing director of CEFC, which China Energy, which is a huge CCP-controlled energy firm that's not just all about energy in China and dictating global energy policy or trying to, but its also stated objective is global domination and to neutralize the United States of America. Hunter Biden was a managing director of that company. So when we talk about leveraging Joe Biden's high office, we're talking about manipulating and changing American foreign policy to suit the Biden's personal interests.
That's called treason.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's all kinds of other crimes and labels and everything else on multiple fronts that you could point to describe this and to, you know, bring charges forward. But ultimately, treason is what needs to happen. And, you know, the Chinese have to be, this has to be empowering the Chinese for what idiots the United States are, the Americans are.
Right.
By seeing the carelessness, the flamboyant, cavalier attitude of somebody like Hunter Biden to totally botch something like this. I mean, if anything's going to make them say, yeah, we just need to kill Americans. We just need to kill them.
Right.
It would be this, something like this would just make the Chinese say, yeah, these are worthless people that just need to go.
Well, you're not kidding. And what's interesting is that Pakistan's ex-prime minister, Imran Khan, sentenced to 3 years imprisonment for, guess what? For illegally selling state gifts. Huh.
Oh.
Gosh, he must have been partners with Biden.
Well, no kidding. Pakistan, of all places, they get it right on that one. And and then we can't get it right.
Right.
Just unbelievable. Well, we're pressing forward. So, okay. Well, you guys have a blessed day out there. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.